Chapter 1, Before the Body, by Agatha Barker in Year 7. The boiling sun suffocated the greasy park with its heat fumes. Puddles of sweat dripped off large, hairy, middle-aged men walking their smaller, but slightly hairier dogs along the bone-dry grass. There were mothers and toddlers on upper-class picnics stuffing soggy strawberries into their skinny faces. Damp T-shirts were abandoned on benches due to the fact that wearing any clothes at all would block your sweat pores and you would faint of exhaustion. And the pavements looked like there had been a unicorn massacre because of all the ice cream cones being thrown to the ground. All you wanted to do was have a nude nap in your fridge, but you managed to pull yourself out of the house and try and enjoy the one day a year when it isn't raining in England. With all ice cubes out of stock and the disgusting smell of sweat and urine seemed to stalk wherever your nose wanted to go, and during the night the streets flooded with the vulgar stench of puke as people decided that they would spend their last moments of warmth in a hospital that stinks of booze with a head injury. I don't get humans. Half an hour before anything important happened, I was trying to create a subtle breeze by blowing onto a stiff grass as I lay on my chin, but not a blade budged. I may as well have been puffing at a house. It would have had the same results. I chewed on my hot lip in frustration as I rolled onto my back. I strained my sore eyes on the deep violet skies. The crescent moon shot into vision as clouds started to form. The heat was overpowering. Buckets of sweat dropped from my burning forehead. There was no escape from my cage of burn. My hands were shaking violently and my mouth felt like all the moisture had been sucked out of it. If only I hadn't had my strange craving for crackers earlier, the situation might have been easier. But since I can't help but stuff food inside of me, I was stuck. My head felt like someone had smashed a heavy hammer against it. I was so angry with myself for listening to the media and going out to try and have a fun day in the sun. What was I thinking, trying to be normal? I don't know what motivated me to move. Was it the awkward couple enjoying themselves behind me, or the dog that decided to lick my face? Both, probably. In any other situation, I wouldn't have minded, just blocked it out. I needed a drink anyway, so I floppily hopped down out from the grass and took long skips down the steep hill. Doing this made me feel extremely lightheaded. It was like my brain had just evaporated. All weight had flown down from my skull into the thick air. At least doing this created a little breeze, which cheered me up. I stroked the warm metal of the water fountain with the back of my hand and pushed my head forwards and lapped up the metallic lukewarm water. I savoured every drop. I was enjoying this so much. A long line eventually formed behind me. Nothing could separate from my water and I. I closed my eyes and forgot everything. The heat, the line, everything. "Get out of the way!" An old woman, whose breath stank of dead fish, snapped at me. I reluctantly let her pass and gave her a dirty look as she stuck her fat, slobbery tongue inside of the fountain's core. Her wrinkles creased over her mouth so it looked like she was swallowing through a black hole in the middle of her face. The woman looked like a vampire attacking its victim. It was disgusting. I started on my way home, dragging my heavy feet behind me. Little did I know what was about to happen.